Good morning. This is Josh Clark with your quick daily devotion coming from Joshua chapter 1, verses 5 through 9. So in this context here, Moses has just passed and God is speaking to Joshua. And he's telling him that he's going to give the land, the inheritance, the promised land to his people, to the children of Israel. And we're going to pick up here in verse 5. He says, "No man shall be able to stand before you all the days of your life. As I was with Moses, so I will be with you. I will not leave you nor forsake you." Oh, isn't that beautiful? But it continues. "Be strong and of a good courage. For this people you shall divide as an inheritance the land which I swore to their fathers to give them. Only," he says it again, "only be strong and very courageous, that you may observe to do according to all the law which Moses my servant commanded you. Do not turn from it to the right hand or to the left, that you may prosper wherever you go. This book of the law shall not depart from your mouth, but you shall meditate in it day and night, that you may observe to do according to all that is written in it. For then you will make your way prosperous, and then you will have good success. Have I not commanded you?" He says it again. "Be strong and of good courage. Do not be afraid, nor be dismayed, for the Lord your God is with you wherever you go." Oh my gosh. Don't these verses just provide so much encouragement, so much confidence, so much inspiration? You know, I was reading this morning to the family in our family devotion. And, you know, it came up this morning because I was just thinking about why it's so important that we, that myself personally, and we as a family, that we get in God's word. And one of my favorite verses is Joshua 1:8. Again, "This book of the law shall not depart from your mouth." In other words, the scriptures shall not depart, but it shall be on the tip of your tongue, right? "But you shall," it says, "depart from your mouth." In other words, on the tip of your tongue. "But you shall meditate upon it." That means think about it during the day, in the morning, throughout the day, into the evening, that you may observe to do according to all that is written. You know, and it's not because God wants us to do something boring, or, you know, he's this boring person or taskmaster, is that he wants us to be blessed and to prosper. And that's why the scriptures were written. Even the commandments weren't to be grievous, but they were to give us success, were to keep us from harm, to help us, you know, to safeguard our marriages, our homes, our businesses. You know, it's for us to prosper. He says, "And have I not commanded you?" But he has to say it over and over to Joshua. Hey, there's going to be, you got to be strong and courageous. Because why? There's going to be challenges, right? You and I know, we've lived long enough to know that. But we've got to hang on to this, that God will be with us wherever we go. We need to stay in his word so that it's on the tip of our tongue. It's on our thoughts. And then he desires for us to have good success. Isn't that beautiful? Isn't that encouraging? And so, you know, again, it was a great encouragement to our family, and reminder to the kids, hey, you know what? We want to do this first thing in the morning. You know, we want to spend a few minutes in God's word. And that way we can have a prosperous day. We can have a successful day, that we can be grounded and our thoughts can be on the things that matter in the midst of a world and a day to day that it can be so challenging, right? It can be, so many things pop up, but we're going to stay grounded. So I want to challenge you to do that as well. You know, to think about, hey, how can you fit this in? How can you build daily habits that lead to the prosperity that God talks about here? So again, I wish you a super ultra awesome, fantastic day. And if you want to hear other episodes, you can subscribe to my podcast on iTunes. It's Quick Daily Devotions with Josh Clark, or you can visit beacatalyst.com. God bless.